For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. If there's any crime that seems to jive pretty much with drug law, it would be immigration violations. And nowhere is the problem of prison overcrowding more obvious and glaring than at La Tuna Prison.
My name is Sabin Bailey, and I'm a part of a loose-knit group of families and friends of New Mexico citizens incarcerated at FCI La Tuna. La Tuna is a Federal Bureau of Prisons facility, and it's listed as a regular prison. However, it's also what they call a treaty prison. As a treaty prison, they house many foreign nationals. So out of a prison population that's about 1,300 prisoners, they have about somewhere around 1,000 Mexican nationals. They also house men from various other countries, which include Canada, France, African countries, South and Central America, Australia, New Zealand. They usually only house somewhere between 100 and 200 United States citizens. So that puts U.S. citizens in a very different type of situation than they would be in a regular U.S. prison. What I've heard from family members and also from some recently released prisoners is that 12 foreign nationals were allowed to move and go into the cell of four New Mexico men who were asleep. And these 12 men attacked the four men and began stabbing them in their sleep. And I've spoken with the man that was most injured in that assault. He was stabbed 8 times. The public information officer for their prison, when he was contacted by the media, described that as just a little altercation between a couple of prisoners.
Jail overcrowding and the lack of guards is not unique to La Tuna. It is nationwide. Just last week in the Houston Chronicle, it was reported that Sheriff Tommy Thomas doesn't plan to send any Harris County jail inmates to neighboring counties. Thomas announced that he will appeal last Thursday's order from the Texas Commission on Jail Standards. By appealing the order, which is aimed at ending a 3-year inmate crowding problem, Thomas buys the county an extra 3 months to avoid relocating the inmates. Quote, "We've been working on this diligently for months," end quote. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.